From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Dignitaries and fans gathered in Louisville, Kentucky to say a last goodbye to Muhammad Ali. Thousands crowded into Kentucky's KFC Yum Center, and a worldwide audience watched the interfaith service, which highlighted Ali's career as both a boxer and a humanitarian. Former President Bill Clinton said that Muhammad Ali was as inspiring in the second half of his life as he was in the ring.
And he's bigger than ever because he is a free man of faith, sharing the gifts we all have. We should honor him by letting our gifts go among the world as he did. God bless you, my friend. Go in peace.
Senior White House advisor Valerie Jarrett read a letter from President Obama and praised Ali as someone who overcame discrimination to inspire others.
Ali was a radical, even in a radical of times, a loud and proud and unabashedly black voice in a Jim Crow world.
President Obama could not attend the service because he and the First Lady were attending their daughter Malia's high school graduation here in Washington. Earlier, thousands of people lined a specially designed route for Muhammad Ali's funeral motorcade as it wound its way through Louisville. People chanted Ali's name, threw flowers at his hearse, and ran alongside the motorcade to get a last look at the former champion. The 74-year-old Ali was buried in a private service in Louisville's Cave Hill Cemetery. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News.